three ball from CG43. They're in front.
This is flat out ridiculous.
From a beautiful left hand, in and out finish, the old fashioned way.
Newell gets to the basket with one to come. From there again. You have got to be kidding me. Tyson Stiff.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the NBL Pocket Podcast. Joseph Corr here. It must be hot, so someone better turn on the AC. Andrew Cannon.
Hey, it was hot in Darwin. I'm back in Perth.
Back in Perth. And we've got a third. It's time to carry water and chop wood. We got the Axe Man from Throwback Hoops. Woody V, say hello.
What's up, man? Glad to be here.
We're going to jump into a bunch of stuff. Opals, NBA XL, and then we're doing over under, basically a season preview with win totals, and we're going to give you what we think. Let's start with the Opals. Woody, you've been there pretty much every game bar this one, which you watched on TV, I'm sure. What do you think?
I mean, it's just been great. I mean, just the overpouring of support from the New South Wales public, guys, and to have such a great event in Sydney. I've been proud to be a New South Welshman. Yeah. Mm.
I've been watching it. I've been covering it with ESPN, and let me tell you, the way those girls play has moved me. It has been the best sporting event I've watched in the last 6 months. They play hard. Sarah Blissovs was amazing tonight. Yep. Lauren Jackson's holding her own. Oh man, it's Mariana Tolo, a whole bunch of things. Andrew, have you caught it?
I've only been able to watch glimpses of it because having had my time off in Darwin, I've now been thrust thoroughly into, here are some kids, look after them for a while. So my viewing windows have been limited, unfortunately, but I'm following the results, and now it's getting into the critical part of the tournament. So I'll definitely tune in going forward.
I think they're going to beat China. What do you think, Woody?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm really excited to go to the gold medal and bronze medal game on Saturday with Robbie, my co-host. And it's my birthday tomorrow. We're going to go out to the pub and watch the game. So really excited to hopefully see Australia get up and get to that gold medal game and challenge USA. Yeah.
Did you hear that, everyone? Yeah, happy birthday. Did you hear that, everyone? Woody's birthday tomorrow. So jump on Twitter, jump on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, subscribe to Throwback Hoops, do all that nice stuff. That's the right thing to do. And get to the game. Get to the game. Woody will be there. You won't miss him.
Definitely not.
Let's jump on. But gee, the Opals, man. The Opals. NBA XL, let's mention it quickly. October 7, Adelaide play Oklahoma City. Man, Adelaide can beat this team, the Thunder. There's no Holmgren. He's hurt. It's just going to be Giddy and a bunch of guys. They're probably starting wing. He's going to be that guy who was at New Zealand Breakers last year, Usman Dieng. So I think they can beat him. Andrew, do you think they will beat the Thunder?
Yeah, look, you guys know I'm not the know-all NBA guy, but looking at the NBL team that the Adelaide 36 are rocking, they can do it. They've got the right kind of roster that can have an impact on an NBA team. They've got, I was watching Randall up in Darwin. He shot the ball better from outside NBA range than he did from the FIBA 3-point line. So he is ready and raring to go. He's made for that game. You got Robert Franks, he's a good athlete. He'll run with it. And the guys like Sunday, he can really lock down. So I think they're in with a real hot chance.
Woody?
Look, if you ask your namesake AC, he definitely thinks Antonius Cleveland that they can create an upset. So as you said, that's an upstart team, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Chet is out injured. If ever a team's got a chance to, an NBL team's got a chance to beat an NBA team, it's here. So
for sure. My only question is, will CJ Brewton and the 36ers, with the whole fanfare of NBL, NBA, we want to preserve relations, are they going to go real hard or are they going to relent? That's the only thing stopping them winning. Where if it's like, oh, it's a close game, or we got to kind of clamp up on Giddy. Oh, we love Giddy. He's from the T's, one of us.
CJ's going to go for the win. There's a guy named Brewton is not going to give up the opportunity for that win.
Okay. I'm with Andrew here, man. Like, I mean, if you got an opportunity to upset an NBA team and create history,
got to go hard.
You got to take it, man.
All right. I agree. Well, I hope you're right. Let's jump on to over-unders. This is fun. This is courtesy of Top Sport and a former employer.
Show. Perform. Joe, before you get too much into this,
mm.
I've got to say this. Okay, this is kind of like, let's chop it up with Woody. The over-unders. Let's chop it up.
Let's do it. Let's chop it up. Let's chop
oh,
it
man,
up,
I just wanted to say that so
on
much.
On my birthday, homie. On my birthday. Let's chop it up with the Woodman. I'm with you. I'm with you, AC. I love it, man. I love it.
All right. Wood chips for all. So for people who don't know, over this betting company, Top Sport, and also Stats Perform, I think I've got a bit of both. Anyway, they have put out what they project a team's going to win with a 0.5. So you got to pick whether it's going to be over that amount or below that amount. We know what they won last year. We're going to go through it. Let's go with the top team. The highest projected win total is Sydney Kings, 17.5. Woody, you're in their neighborhood, over or under, and why?
Over. And I'm talking like we had 19 wins last year, right? And I mean, you think about the Ariel Hakpoti injury in Melbourne. You think about like a lot of these other teams, Brisbane. I know I've heard you say it in the media quite a bit. Brisbane ain't as good as people say. Mm. I mean, everyone says it's the strongest season for the NBL, but I actually think that a lot of the depth on some of these other teams ain't that great. And Suarez is going to be better than people think. You know, Justin Simon's a great defender. You got Sydney's going to win 18, 19 games. So I'm going to go over. Yeah.
Andrew.
I've gone the under on this.
Of course, yeah. Of course, yeah.
He would. One of us has to.
Of course, yeah.
Because I freaking hate the Sydney Kings. Yeah, right. No, it's looking at these guys, the imports aren't as good as they were last year. I just don't see how they can find these wins. Cooks is good, but he's still not hitting the three ball. And until he can show me that he can make that three ball, like, it's not spreading the court enough. And I think they can key in on those players. And watching the blitz, Suarez did get better over the course of the he blitz. Did.
Yeah.
Definitely did. I spoke to Coach Buford before the third
Chet,
game.
Chet, you mean?
Chet himself? Did they let you near him? Oh, my word.
I was, oh, man, I felt so sheepish. Oh, dear. But he was lovely. He was so nice. Yeah, it killed me with kindness. Yeah, that guy.
They're always wow. nice to your face.
Yeah, I know. It was
no, I'm sure
he knew who I was. That was like, oh no.
He knew who you were. Oh man, no. Oh no.
Yeah, I know.
I'm glad I didn't go to the blitz with you.
I was looking for the sniper in the ceiling, you know. But no, he was lovely. I spoke to him after he had been forced to run a series of up and downs on the court because he had lost a bet with Tim Suarez that he would get more than at least two dunks, I think was the bet.
Oh.
So it was an interesting way to motivate his players. So Buford was running up and down the court to pay off that lost bet.
Mm.
And so, yeah, and Suarez, I think if he can work inside, good chance. Anyway, that's what I'm saying. But I still gone under.
Andrew, so Woody's. Oh, yeah, sorry, Woody. I just got to say, like, I mean, last year you had a bunch of guys that could knock down that three ball, right? So you think about a starting lineup with, let's just say Jordan Hunter starts with Justin Simon, Xavier Cooks. And then you've got, you know, DJ Vasilevich, and you've got the new point guard, right? I mean, you got three guys who can make that big ball. I mean, you got Derek Walton Jr., all right, starting at point guard, DJ Vasilevich, and those three guys. I mean, that's not a lot of spacing, man. You got three guys at 3, 4, and 5 who can knock down that three ball. So, I mean, as a Sydney Kings fan, I like it. We're going to be defensively pretty good this year, but it's a bit of a concern, right? Right.
Look, yeah. Looks like Joe's going to be the tiebreaker on this one.
This is going to be the tiebreaker. So Woody had over, Andrew had under. I'm going over. And here's why. I got a couple of reasons why. Number one, Sydney Kings have two of the best. I'm going to say it. They have two of the best five locals in the NBL. Yep. They got Vasiljevic, who's 26 years old. And remember now, this is his second year removed from an Achilles injury. Last year, an Achilles injury can be crippling, career-ending. That's his first year off it. Now he's 26, a little bit older, much stronger, coming off that injury. So that's why I like them. Also, they play defense. I meant to say at the top of the show, to me, last year you could take defensive rating and basically drape it over the ladder, and it was as good an indicator as any. And this team played the second-best defense in the league last year. I see no reason why they wouldn't be top two, top three minimum. Also, this is what I'll say. Their owners, Andrew Bogut, Paul Smith.
Paul Smith.
Andrew Bogut, Paul Smith. They're both retired with a combined wealth of nearly $250 million. If they've invested it well, it's probably more than that.
Yep.
And they have nothing better to do than to poke fun at me and Andrew on Twitter on occasion. If they have nothing better to do than that, then they have nothing better to do than win this thing again. And if they have to go out and get a mid-season acquisition, they'll do it. So that's why I have Sydney Kings, amongst other reasons, as the over. I'm going with Woody.
Well said, JC.
There we go. Let's jump on. Perth Wildcats, 16 and a half. Let's start with you, Andrew. You're over there in their backyard. Over or under?
Yep, I've gone under on this one.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. My reasoning basically is that I think their forward line is a bit of a question mark over that at the moment. We haven't seen a lot of Tashaun Thomas. I know he comes with big raps, but we've yet to see it. Maybe one game in the preseason he played well. Brady Manick, he comes with big raps to hit threes and can't hit water from a boat at the moment. And the other thing with him is he looks totally lost at the defensive end. He was made into mincemeat by Keanu Pinder. And every matchup I saw him with, he was just getting absolutely physically destroyed. So look, I don't like their front line too much, but the guards will be excellent. So it's a real balance of, and new coach as well. So there's a number of unknowns that I don't really like with Perth. So I'm going to go under on the 16 and a half. I think that's a bit too high for them.
Woody, what you doing?
So, I mean, we know AC and what he thinks about the Webster brothers, right? We've heard it over the years. But I think Corey Webster is going to be a really good acquisition for them. You know, he's going to bring something off the bench. I'm going to go the overs, by the way. Mm-hmm. I think Perth and Sydney are going to be the best teams in the NBL this year. I think Perth and Sydney are going to be 1-2 this year. Maybe I'll get berated for that, but that's my thoughts. Let's just check back in at the end of the season. But I agree with AC. Brady Manick, man, he's coming out of college. He's never had a professional gig before. Suarez, better than Manick. That's what I'm going to say. Right?
I like it.
But yeah, I'd say the overs, man. Like, they got a point to prove, man. I mean, we talk about the naturalization of Bryce Cotton. Is that going to happen? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe soon.
Mine's all based on the fact that the team is constructed as is. If they can bring another import, geez.
Yeah. And Tayshaun Thomas is going to be good. I agree. Right? Yeah.
Overs. Woody, I'm with you. I'm going 16.5 wins. I'm going over, and here's why. Bryce Cotton looked way better, and I think John Riley is going to actually use him better than Scott Myers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thomas looks good to me. He is a John Mooney clone. He's got similar numbers to Mooney in college. I think it'll work. I think he's a good player. I think he's going to rebound. I think he's going to defend. And then John Riley I actually like as a coach primarily because he's going to use Cotton properly. And secondly, an unencumbered Travers. I just saw the way he ran and slithered to the hoop at the blitz, only small. Really liked it. So last year they were fifth in defensive rating. I don't see why they dropped below that. And I think they're going to score like crazy with the Websters, as you mentioned, or Webster, as you mentioned, Woody. My only worry is Manick, but and the fact he did nothing at the blitz, but I'm still taking the over.
Hey, that Andrei Kirilenko, Luke Travers comparison, that's a real thing, man. He's he can do a little bit of everything on the court. And getting drafted is going to give him a boost of confidence, and he's going to want to make a professional career for himself overseas. So hopefully that boost of confidence getting drafted can translate into his play in the NBL. Let's say.
Yeah. Let it be said, I am no homer. Say, I've gone under on the home team.
We're both homers, man. Let's be honest. All right? But you've gone under on the home team. I'm really surprised about that, AC.
Speaking of homers, let's go to the home of the NBL for better or worse. Melbourne United, this is the decisive one. Woody, we're going to go with you first. The measure is 14 and a half wins. Are you going over or under?
Way under, man. Way under.
Wow. He's gone hard on
way
this
under.
I mean, like, you talk
cut them down, Wood, man.
You got Brad Newley and David Barlow and all these, like, old dudes playing in that team. Okay, and let's talk about this, man. The Ariel Hakpoti injury. That's terrible. So you've got Isaac Humphries as your starting center, whose injury history is very questionable. Agreed, AC?
Absolutely.
Yep. And then
and his mouth. His mouth is getting him in trouble now.
Absolutely. And then you've got David Okwara as the backup center, right? You've got this new import saying he's the best import in the league. Dude, get out of here, man. The only people that are coming back are Shea Ely, all right?
Barlow.
And Chris Golder. Forget about Barlow and Neil Lehman. Yeah.
Those guys Barlow played like 5 minutes. Barlow played less than Isaac Humphries.
Yeah, he had a nice dunk. Okay, he had a nice dunk recently. But the point is, man, like, that depth is really going to be coming to question here, right? You look at that depth chart. Like, I mean, AC, am I wrong?
No, yeah, AC, where you go? You are not wrong. I'm taking the under with you. I've taken the under too.
Yeah,
I'm taking the under. How the question for me is, how long can Vickerman paper over all these cracks? The only hope they've got is Dean Vickerman pulls out a coaching masterclass, right?
Yep.
But looking as they're constructed now, I just don't see it. Like Caroline, he's like 6'4", 6'5". He's not big, right? He's wide.
He's 6'6".
Yeah.
How long is it going to be before the people in Melbourne United are going to start seeing Neil Diamond, by the way?
if he's 6'6", I am a peak athlete and in peak athletic form. There's no way that guy's 6'6".
Whoa, Canyon, easy. What else don't you like?
Goulding's still a game changer, but he's a year older. So he's sort of moving into that upper age group. I wonder about the stability of this team as well. What's the import Tucker. Who is the best import in the league? CC. Oh man, he was stealing rebounds from his own players. He was barking. He's the kind of guy I would hate to have on my team.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, screw that. This guy. So I worry about their cohesion over a season.
AC, if you look at the depth chart, you got Goulding as shooting guard, Triplett backing him up. You got Tucker at small forward. Newly backing him up. You got Caroline at power forward, Peatling and Barlow backing him up. At center, you got Humphries and Okawara backing him up. Dude, that is, you hear me?
It's not a lot there.
Man, not at all, right?
Listen, lads, I got to jump in here. I'm taking the over and I'm putting a lock on it. And here's why.
Okay.
All right, man.
Melbourne United have been a top two defense dating back to NBL 17. Huck Porty's a huge loss. That's the only thing that made me quit. He is huge because now you're relying on Humphries. And as you know, no one is more critical of Humphries' ability to stay on the floor. But this is Melbourne United. They're going to play they're going to be allowed to play the best defense in the league, whether they want to. Like, Illy is a steel trap. They're going to be allowed to play defense. I think their imports are really good. I think Rajon Tucker is good. Even the year they had Trimble. And Long, who everyone hated, and that people couldn't have labeled a more selfish pair of imports. They still won over 14 and a half games. They won 15 that year, and they lost four of their last five after coming back from the USA and that NBA trip. I think they're definitely going to win over this number. This is Melbourne United. If they're not good, there is no league. Why would Larry bother owning this thing? Like, he wants to have a horse in the race. I think for sure they're going to, because below that, they're out of the finals. And that has not happened in half a decade.
I don't think you're looking at the roster properly, right, JC? AC, you with me?
Yeah, it's. I mean, yeah, he's going on reputation alone.
All you're just, I see is Melbourne, right? United. I don't need to see any more than that. If there's a problem with the imports, they'll make a change. Right. If there's a problem with the local, they'll get one from overseas.
Right. I'll send you a David Aquero jersey, bro, in the mail, all right?
Oh, we've lost Joe.
It's why we brought him in. It's why we brought him. All right, Adelaide, 15. All right. 15. Adelaide 36 is 15 and a half. You're taking the under or over. Let's go Andrew Cannon, because I think you're closest to Adelaide. Over, under.
I'm going over, like well over. This to me is the team of to beat, right? I can't believe it. It's a Grant Kelly team. They've spent money. Yeah, Jeff Van Groningen's no longer in the building, and they've got a good roster. They've got three awesome inputs. They've imports. They've got a 7-footer. They've got high quality locals. Like they've got a coach who seems like pretty keyed in and on, you know, on the same page as his players. It's theirs to lose. Like 15? 15 and a half? Give me a break. Come on, they're like killing that number.
Woodman, chop wood, chop it up.
I'll just go over, but I think AC is being a little bit optimistic, right? I mean, we don't want like Robert Franks getting a rebound, dribbling the ball up the court and shooting a three in transition, right? I mean, like Daniel Johnson's way over the hill, right? He's still starting this team. They're going to be good. I mean, I agree. CJ, I'm going to go over, but just. I mean, CJ is going to be a good coach. He's got, you got Robert Franks, you got AC. I'm not sure about this other dude, this left-handed import. What's his name?
Oh, Randall.
Oh, he's like the yes, yes, no guy, right? Oh, my God. He takes some ill-advised shots.
He right? sure does.
He does. Man.
That's going to make them watchable. That's what's going to make this team really fun.
Randall, no means no on the back.
Oh, my God. Sunday Dech, I mean, it's about him finding his identity in this team. Because last year he was asked to do a lot, but now he's just going to be asked to be a bit more of a role player, be a 3-and-D guy. If he hits three-point shots at 35-36%, play that good defense. I'm going to go over, but with an asterisk. Tentative.
Man, I'm going under. I'm going under.
What? Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't disagree with you, JC.
Thank you. See, this is why.
Yeah.
What have you become? You've taken a few months off the podcast, whoa, and all of a sudden you're just like losing your touch.
No. I don't disagree with JC, man.
Here we go. Here's my thought. Man, I said at the top, defense. Are they going to play defense? I'm not so sure. Towards the end of the last year, CJ Bruton and this team, he coached well. They look good. They beat Perth in Perth by a big margin. They beat Melbourne in Melbourne, maybe. But here's my problem with the team. It's not so much the defense overall. McCarron can definitely defend his position. Dech, Cleveland, no doubt. However, they have a huge soft white underbelly of Franks and Johnson on defense. Johnson can't guard anybody.
He can't guard a Barstool, man.
A Barstool with a big, big guy nursing a scotch on it, man. He can't do it.
And at best, Franks is 6'8", is he? 6'7"? What's he listed at?
Yeah, right? I don't know who he's listed at, but you're probably right. 6'7" sounds about right.
Yeah, and then you got Hyrum Harris, who I like. Actually,
yeah, I like. But if he's your starting center, we talk about like weak backup. He's a okay backup. But you say Franks, Woody, and I'm glad you brought up that name. I went and had a look at that episode of The Huddle with James Duncan, Liam Santamaria. People out there, subscribe. I listened to that, and he's like, I had to coach effort. He wasn't just talking about Lamar Patterson. No. If they loved Franks, they would have brought him back. Okay, they let him. He seemed to walk out the door pretty easily for a guy and then all of a sudden the coach is like, I had to teach effort. If he's coaching effort, he's having to coach everybody. That wasn't just at Patterson, I don't think. No. So I worry about Franks. And also there was all this Europe stuff and he's come back. Can't be in too high a demand if the Bullets have let him walk. Bullets, who won 10 games last year.
And boys, you remember Franks, man. He might have 30 one night and he might disappear for the next 3 weeks. Okay, and give you nothing. And then all of a sudden he'll come back, right? So with Franks, he's got that inconsistency as well, right?
Woody, I'm just excited.
NBA XL, man, the fatigue from that. Melbourne, when they went over and did it, lost and had to like cut into the schedule a bit, lost 4 of their last 5. I'm just saying. I see.
I'm just excited. It's an Adelaide team that is a true Adelaide team. Like, you're right, they're all offense. You know, they've got some defensive qualities, but this is like going back to the Phil Smyth era Adelaide 36ers. Like, who cares if we don't play defense because we're going to score more points than you? And I just love that there's a team out there that's going to be like that, and I hope they are, because that's what Adelaide's all about. It's all about, you know, just run the ball up, put those points on the board. I love it.
Okay. And your man AC, like Antonius Cleveland, he's going to have to be a leader on and off the floor, and just – he's going to go, that team's going to go as far as AAC takes them.
If he shoots the three the way he's been shooting the three, man.
Oh, man. I hear Giddy that. Up. Man. I hear you loud and clear, AC.
Let's jump on. Let's head further north. Let's get a little bit subtropical. Let's get warm. Woody, I want you on this one first. This is a team I think you and I are going to have fun talking about. The Brisbane Bang, shot out of a gun, Bullets. 15.5 is their over under. You're taking the under? You're taking the over?
I'm taking the fucking under, bro.
I'm just gonna say it too. I'm taking the fucking under too. Why are you taking the fucking under? Yeah.
Look,
kids,
we said it for years. I've been talking to Manny McQuaid a lot, right? And it's about getting a proper point guard into that system, right? And if I look at that roster right now, who you got as point guard? You got Sobey and Kadi, right? Let's get a proper point guard in there. They haven't done that, right? Tyler Johnson, he's an unbelievable NBA player, but you got to remember that there's no defensive 3 seconds in the NBL, right? He needs that space. He doesn't have that here. And we've seen that AC was there. Andrew Kenyon was there in Darwin, man. Like, Aaron Bain's got an injury over his head. And then you got like people like Tanner Krebs and
Bingo, man. DeAndre,
what's his name?
Hey, steady on now.
Demetrius Walker.
I know what his name is.
Perth Zone.
Man, they're not going to be good.
Okay, I don't care what cloud. The injury cloud already. You've got Baines coming back for this. Is not some trifling injury. This is effing serious, man. This guy just learned to walk.
Yeah.
Sobey already under a cloud. Johnson apparently signed when he was nursing a knee problem. The signing of Johnson seems to me where I think he shares an agent with this. I could be totally off, but I think he shares an agent with Baines. And they've gone, Baines, we can only give him 600K or whatever it is. That's lower than the million you get in the NBA. Okay, I'll give you that number, but you have to sign another one of my guys to then make up the cumulative money. That's the vibe I get.
Look, that's what I'm going to maybe disagree with you a little bit. I've heard you on your previous podcast, and I know you've had like a bit of a pot shot at the big banger, right? Like, the guy's going to be pretty good, right? He's going to give you 14 and 12, right?
Agreed.
Yeah. He's going to be great. My big concern is he's got that NBA out clause. So if he does pretty well over the first 10, 15 games, cool. An NBA team in the back end of the season might pick him up and say, we want a big man off our bench. And that's going to really deplete them. And then who do you have? You got who's a backup Dengar center Kuth? There?
Oh no, it's
you got, Mitch. You Gak. Got Mitchell? Gak? Yeah.
Oh, no, of course.
By the way, let me just say, man, I loved Mike Mitchell at the Gold Coast Rollers. I know you did, AC. Andre Lafleur.
The business.
Yeah, and just to see his son, DJ Mitchell, here is going to be awesome. I got him in my fantasy team. Hey, AC, you joined the fantasy comp, right?
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah. I'm in.
All right. So
I'm going to be terrible, but I'm in.
Yeah.
We haven't got your over-under yet, Andrew. You going over? You going on?
Brisbane. Well, what did you say? You said under.
I went Woody with under, and I went under with a lock.
Okay.
Lock it up.
For me, this is probably the hardest decision of them all.
Yep.
And I've gone over, but I'm not super confident about it. I'm not confident.
I think you're crazy. I think you're mental. Thank you.
I think he's mental too.
Out of your mind.
Yeah, man.
16 wins. So they're going to improve by six. They won 10 games last year, and the rot. Sorry, I'm talking over.
Can I make my case? All right.
Yeah, make your case.
I think Baines is going to have an impact, right? There is no doubt. You're talking about, 14, 12. Like, you're saying that, like, oh, yeah, he might get 14, 12.
Will he play every game?
14, 12 is a good line. If you can pull that out game after game, you've got to be happy with that, right? And also, I think his leadership, I think he'll just elevate the whole team because he's Aaron Baines and you're not going to mess with that dude. Like, you're going to toe the line that he sets. So I think his leadership compared with what they've been getting from Sobey will be so much better.
AC, Jason, Joe's been pretty harsh on Aaron Baines.
I know, right?
In the media.
You are betting. Whoa. Listen, you guy, you're talking about this. I'm just actually being respectful of the injury he's gone through and just respectful of that and just been like, he's going to come back and dominate the NBL. He is coming off something real serious and I can't put my money behind it. Just to finish real quick,
I think Devondrick Walker will surprise everybody. I've seen that guy play. Like, I've been watching the NBL 1 West, closely this week because I've been doing the commentary stuff. Been watching it real close. That guy is a gun. He's going to surprise some people. If you get Sobey back, things are going to start looking pretty good. The one thing I will say that worries me, if Aaron Baines falls in love with his three-point shot, no, that thing's ugly. It needs to be put well away.
I'll just say this, Andrew. Can I just get you to name their wings? So who's going to play two?
You got what? Johnson. Tanner Krebs. Tanner Krebs showed a lot of improvement, and he's got a much better haircut. So I'm feeling good about him this season.
Okay, yep.
He looks like he's put on some size.
He's been named captain. He's captain of this team.
Anthony Drimmick.
Nope, not there. He's gone to Adelaide.
Oh, yeah, he's gone to Adelaide, yeah.
He was a big loss for them. I just think...
DJ Mitchell, though. DJ Mitchell looks good. Like, surprisingly good. I know, but he looks surprisingly good.
I'm just saying that...
But your point is made.
And Rasmus Bach are going to play, like, 60 minutes combined.
Love Rasmus Bach.
I do like him too. But are they a 16-win team?
I just like him as a person. He's not that great a basketball player.
Let's jump on to Southeast Melbourne. I'm dying to talk to you guys about this team. Their over-under is low, 12.5.
Yeah, I saw that.
Let's go with Canyon first because you got piled on it.
I got pilloried.
12.5, over-under, what are you doing?
Gone under. I'm sorry, Simon Mitchell.
It's very few games to win. That's a fireable offense. You're saying Simon Mitchell's not there. Sorry, I'm interrupting.
Yeah, well, look, if you can't do the 12.5, which I'm saying they can't, it'll probably be the end of him. But they've got into a season. Like, they've got no import, basically no imports. They got one import. They got one import who can't stay on the court because of foul trouble. The other imports are all injured. They're bringing in Joe Cheese coming back, but not till like round four or five or whatever we got.
In October, right? I hear.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then they've got Mitch Creek, like who knows? He's been injured. Broke off, don't know, injured.
Hurt. Will miss time. Yep.
Yeah. And then you've got Ruben Tarangi. You'd probably prefer he was hurt.
Ouch. Shots fired and landed. Ouch.
Look, the good thing about Ruben Tarangi, but you know, I think he needs to be in the doghouse. And they've got a guy, Antosavic, who looks really good. Young Australian kid, looks really good.
Stressful.
So he looks nice. But I just don't see how they're going to get wins with no imports.
Okay. Just a reminder, they won 15 games last season. Woody, the chop man.
I disagree with AC. They got three pretty good imports, right? They got Gary Brown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're street clothes, man. That's the problem.
Brown's playing. Brown's on the team.
He's a floor general. I know they've had guys like Roberson and Sykes in the past that are score first point guards. But let's see how they go with an experienced veteran. I mean, Brown's played all around the world, and he's going to get guys like Brokaw shots in the pocket and set up his teammates nicely, man. And it's a difference from having Sykes and Roberson. I just think that'll be better. And who's the other guy? Who's the shooting guard that they got there?
Trey Kells.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of reps on him. And honestly, man, I'm telling you right now, Alan Williams, if he does not get fouled out of games, right, he's going to lead the league in rebounds. He's an absolute beast on the glass. He's an absolute get up on the glass, get the Windex. And the tissue paper. This motherfucker, he can rebound the basketball, right? I think that they got a pretty good import trio, man. And we get Joe Chi. The thing is, before Joe Chi came in here, you had Dane Pinnow, you had Alan Williams, and a few others. Dane Pinnow's injury history is questionable. Alan Williams is about 6'7", 6'8". They didn't actually have a proper big man. Nah. So now they bring Joe Chi into the mix, right? I'm gonna go the overs for sure on that. They're gonna be surprised a few people. They're gonna be the best Melbourne team in the competition this year, in my opinion.
Ooh, what a great way to phrase it, man. Yeah. I'm with Woody. I'm going the over only because I think 12.5 is real low. I worry about the injuries already. Creek in particular, Cal's their imports in particular as well. But they won 15 games last year. I mean, I'm breaking my rule here because they don't play defense. In their first year in the league, that catastrophe first season, they were last in defense. The year after that, when they made the playoffs, sixth. That's the best they've ever been in defensive rating. And then last year, they were eight. And obviously, we know they still hit this number, but were out of the playoffs. But they still hit this number at 15 games. And I didn't like their team last year. I didn't get it. I didn't like their imports. Now what I like is you've got Liafa gone, who's actually a loss. Yeah. But the rotation just feels pat. Feels better. Like, okay, Adams, I score off the bench. Not both of them at the same time.
Well, let's talk quickly about Junior Madut, man. Because that guy can shoot off the dribble. He can catch and shoot. He's going to surprise a few people. And, like, if you look at Liafa gone, he's pretty high on the depth chart. He's actually going to get some minutes. And I think AC got to see him play quite a bit in Darwin. And he's pretty impressive, isn't he?
Yeah, he looks nice. It's just whether how much court time he'll actually get in the regular season. But, yeah, nice piece to have as a backup.
Yeah. Woody, we're going with you first on this one because you're closest. Illawarra.
Unders, man.
11.5 unders. So you're saying
I know JJ is a very good friend of mine, man. You know? Hopefully he's not listening to this, but I think they're going to struggle. Right? Yeah. So I'm going to go the unders. Probably Jess. I think about 11 wins. Yeah. But I really want Coach JJ to do well. So hopefully they do well and he gets to keep his job for a few years because he's been an understudy for a long time. Yeah, I wish him nothing but the best.
Can I say, listening to him, like, talk to you guys and stuff, the amount of the Gorgian mannerisms he has adopted, he talks about being, you know, this thing and on the bubble and has got, you know, it's just the way he talks. He's like, man, it's like mini Gorge.
Yeah.
Just so funny.
Woody, what were you saying?
I just think he's a really nice human being, man. I wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah. Likewise, but you're still taking the under.
I'm still taking the under.
You've got to bet with your brain.
What do you got, Joe?
Me, I'm going under also. Okay. Last season, six teams won 12 games or more. I've already got another, I've got other six doing that. So as a result, this is not everyone can win every game. The question I have though is Brian Gorgian worth seven games or more? Because his team won, what, like 16 or 17 games last year? I think the answer is probably yes. Not just him coaching, but the players he attracts, the whole thing. So, yeah, I'm going under, but not by a lot. I think they'll win double-digit wins, but yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So, what are you doing?
I'm also going under. I like Robinson. And yeah, they were, as a team, they were better than I expected at the Blitz. Like, I thought they were going to be smoked off the court, and they weren't. They won a few games, you know. So they were they did better than I expected. But I just think overall, you know, regular season, it's going to be a different game. And basically, nobody's scared of going to the Snake Pit. Like, it's not an intimidating venue. Like, you go there and you got like 1,500 people in a leaky roof. Like, who cares? Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
So no home court advantage.
Bad decision from Wani Swakala Bullock to move.
Yeah, man. Bad move, eh? But yeah, maybe he'll get heaps of time and more offense. I don't know what he was looking for with that move, but should have stayed with Sydney. Because I think he's a way better player than Kuatanui, I think. Anyway, let's jump on to Tasmania. This is one I'm really excited to talk to you guys about. I'm going to go first here. Tasmania, 11.5 is the measure. I'm going over and I'm flirting with a lock. And here's why. Have they gotten five games worse, or has the league gotten so much better that's rendered them five games worse? My answer is no. Last season, they were the third best defense, nearly second, just a fraction off Sydney. With Roth still there and the players they've got, I don't see that changing. So I don't see any reason why they wouldn't be up towards the sort of lower mid table, which puts them well over 11.5. I don't get this number. So I'm putting a lock on the over. Woody, my friend. Jumpers. You jumping on the bandwagon or you jumping?
They're last. They're coming 10th for me.
Last? Right?
They are going to be the worst. Team made
the grand final. It's basically unchanged.
They're going to be 10th this year. All right?
Why do you say that? That's interesting.
I'm just thinking, man, like, Magne's not coming back anytime soon.
I heard he might. I heard he's tracking okay.
Believe it when I say it.
Yeah, good call.
You got one guy who's just the man in Adams, right? Milton Doyle, all right. You know, I mean, these guys, they're going to be bad. They're not going to be fun to watch. They're going to
But they were, well, then why were they good last year? I don't get it. They had the same roster.
They had Josh Adams. And I really think that Mikal McIntosh and what he did for that team is going to be.
Come on, Woody. Don't pump up his tires. Jeez.
They've still got Majet. I think Majet was underrated, man. There's just something about his game. Yeah,
stop shooting from the car park. Jacinta said that on our show a couple of weeks ago. Stop shooting from the car park, man. Honestly, man, like
Majet from Corvette range. The disabled zone, the disabled part.
Maybe I'm tripping, but I just don't think they're going to be very good, man.
Oh, fuck. Well, okay.
Okay. I think New Zealand's going to be last. I think Tasmania is going to be second last. So that Tasman, like, you know, across the Tasman.
Can we give Majet the new nickname? Can we call him Akrod? Because he's shooting from the disabled parking spot. Oh, okay, that's great. God. That could work, guys.
That could get us in trouble. Tasmanian, Jack Jumpers, Andrew, what are you doing? You're going over or under? I don't know. I don't know what to make. Woody, I know.
I'm under.
Woody, I know. You're under. I'm over. What do you think?
Reading this stuff, when I was reading these under-overs, it was at this point when I saw Jack Jumpers, I knew these tips, these bookies or whatever were smoking something because they are so far over this 11.5. It's not funny.
Oh, what? Okay. All right, man.
You saw them at the Blitz. Like, what did you think of Doyle and Kelly and
I don't like their imports. Don't get me wrong. Like, I think Kelly's okay. Doyle, I'm not seeing it. He's like, what? I compared him to what? Tony Crocker. Crocker, yeah.
The Crockpot.
Such a good import. I couldn't remember his name.
They look alike.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And basically bringing the same thing that Crocker did. Yeah, I was like, pretty good jump shot and not much else. I think besides that, if he's not great, they might make a move. They need somebody with more dynamism. I've been saying this over and over again, but they may still get that. But I think Jack McVay is going to have a breakout season. And I think Majet will do enough. And they just play solid defense. They do the boring things and that'll get them wins. And they've got a strong home court. So I'm going over.
Yeah.
They're not going to be good.
They're not going to be good. The funny thing is I'm going the opposite way with a lock. I really want to talk to Woody about this, Tim. Cairns Taipans. You know Pinder?
Oh, they're going to be great.
Their over-under is 7.5.
Are you kidding me?
What the fuck?
Who came up with that shit, man? 7.5. You got Bullfall. You got Kuana Pinder. You got probably three of the best imports that you can have in a combination, man. DJ Hug. Just please stop shooting threes, bro.
Okay? No, keep shooting them.
Yeah, but not as many, okay? You don't have to put up 18 in the game or whatever he does, right? I love DJ Hogue, you know, I love Taj McCall. And
yeah.
You know,
you haven't even mentioned Wardenburg.
Wardenburg.
That guy's a shooter. Like, I was watching him in warm-ups, and the guy didn't miss. It just looks beautiful.
And look out for
this number. This is 7.5.
I'm putting money on
this one. Look out for Merkur, man. Look out for Merkur. I think he's going to have a bit of a bounce back here. Merkur is going to be good this year. Who's the third import AC? I'm just having a blank right
Shannon
now.
Scott.
Oh, Shannon Scott. Yeah. Man, have you guys watched Basketball, A Love Story?
Yeah. No. Why is he in it?
No, his dad's in it. The Boston Celtics guy. What's his name?
Scott.
Yeah, he was traded from the Phoenix Suns for Paul Westphal. Anyway, his father. Oh,
we got the wrong throwbacks guy to answer this question. Scott, what?
Shannon Scott. No, you got me. But anyway, he's in there. No, and I think even then, like Pinder is now with the exodus of bigs. Like you sort of had Finn Delaney leave, who had a bad year, but Delaney leave and Joel Archul. Pinder's now one of the top 10 bigs in the league, comfortably.
Oh,
and like super far, and by far the most athletic. Who's going to cover him?
And like,
imagine Baines trying to run after Pinder. Are you serious? Like, I imagine Pinder trying to bang with Baines, but man, it's a big court.
Pinder's not small nowadays either.
Pinder's big, strong, but Pinder's going to have a year.
Pinder's unbelievable. You know what I think about Keanu, man? He's just a great guy. And like everyone was saying, like, you know, this guy in his time in Adelaide, he's not going to make it. But look at what he's done. And he's gone and played for the Boomers. And he's really proved to everyone, even Andrew, is Keanu Pinder actually good? I'm like,
yeah. Look, I'm guilty as charged.
He looked bad in Adelaide. He looked good last year. Oh, and I think he's going to be better this year.
It's unbelievable. And he can score in the post. And he's knocked down that three. I mean, I know you guys don't like him taking that shot often. But he's a great person. He's a great teammate. He's a great player. And and that Boomers experience is going to be really good for him.
Totally, yeah. And like, who's going to check him in the open court? Like, I just see, like, imagine Baines running after him. Humphreys running after him. Imagine when he plays Daniel Johnson.
Yeah. Charlie Scott, by the way. Charlie Scott, Boston Celtics. Legend. Okay.
All right.
He is Shannon Scott's father, right? So he comes from a great pedigree. And you look back at that year when they had those three imports cans, right? You know? Yeah. You had
Machado, Newbull, Cam Oliver.
Yeah. And Newbull, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
No one ever expected them to do anything. They were probably 7.5 overs and unders back then. And what do they do?
Yeah, went to the semifinals, one game.
Watch out now, man. I'm gonna say they're gonna be in the top six.
Cairns Taipans, they're my favorite team this year. Like, I'm just excited to watch them play.
Yep.
I don't know where they'll finish. I don't know where they'll finish, but they're finishing over seven.
I'm gonna say fifth and 14 wins.
14 wins, split them. Listen, they're going over this. I'm putting a lock on this one. I think all they have to do is win eight games. That's just some of their home games. They're going to do that. Here's what I want to say about last year. How many did they win last year? Like eight games or something? Not a lot. Eight games. So they have to just win what they won last year. And remember now, last season, Scott Machado missed 10 games. That's 35% of the season and was hobbled in the games he did play. McCall missed six. You know, that's six games they could have won. So, and from what I'm hearing, he's really good. I mean, Andrew, we had conversations with people who were saying that Adam Ford's just throwing the balls out and these guys are going crazy in training. So,
hey, and with Zimmerman gone, right? Yep, Pinder's gonna get that role to play the big ludicrous. Man.
Yeah. This is a ludicrous number. Let's move on. It's not what we've met. Last team, New Zealand Breakers, 12.5. This to me was tough. I don't know what to make of this team. Who feels strongly either in their direction and who wants to go first? I got no idea.
It looks like Woody's got something to say.
Woody, I'm just gonna say unders, man. I mean, BMW is gonna have a pretty good year, right?
Yeah, that's my worry.
I mean, he's gonna have a great year. But, I mean, they've lost Wetzel, right? Mm. I mean, I can't see them doing well. They're going to go home. They're going to be better than they were last year. I'll give you that, right? Mm. But I can't see them doing Doing very good. I think New Zealand or Tasmania for me are going to be 10 and 9. So
I've gone under with them. I reckon they're the last team in the league.
There you go.
What did you see in the blitz?
I saw a team that didn't like had some enthusiasm, but not a lot of system.
Yeah.
And so once that enthusiasm and that energy sort of petered out in the third quarter, it was done. And Ryan Repair, he's excellent. Like, he's going to be a really good player, and he'll be fun to watch this year. He doesn't look 18. Man, he's got big size, good muscle, shoots the ball beautifully. Yeah, he'll be excellent to watch, but he's not going to get him wins. So,
and how good has it been to see Ileana Repair, his older sister, playing in the Fever Women's World?
Not a bad family, hey?
Breakers, man. This was tough for me, but I think I'm going to take the over. Here's why. Without confidence, guys. There's no confidence here.
Okay.
Last year, they were the worst defensive team. But having said that, the 2 years that actually mattered, I mean, last year was a mess for them because of COVID and whatever else, but they were fifth in defense under Shamir both of the years preceding. That's 1 year with the Websters and the year before with Hampton and that. So, and Modi Moa is going to do the same stuff as Shamir. So if they can get that number to fifth, and then, you know, that's a long way to go for Perth to go to New Zealand, a long way, Cairns to go to New Zealand. You know, the home court's going to mean something. I really think that basketball fans in New Zealand are really going to want to watch and support the product.
Sure.
So on that strength alone, I mean, the worry, as you said, Rupert's good and he probably is, but I always get a little bit worried when it's like, ooh, next star.
He's 19 years old, man.
19 years old. They're going to play him. It's like, ooh. I mean, they persisted through Dieng last year, who really struggled in the first quarter of the year. I'm still going to take the over with such trepidation, man. I don't know why I'm even doing it. Part of me is like, this is going to be the worst team in the league, but I don't think that. I think that's going to be...
Well, that part of you is right, man.
I don't know. I just haven't seen him. But the other thing as well is I think Will McDowell-White could easily be All-NBL second team. He does that. They're going to just hit this margin. Agreed. All right, lads. A couple of last things. We had a question from Jackson. Is that where you're going, Andrew, or you had a point?
No, I just, before we jump into the Jackson's question, I went through it now and I did my ladder. I built a ladder. Okay. I don't know if it actually reconciles neatly with my over-unders. I didn't get that far into the weeds of it. But I thought I'll just run you guys through what I think is my 1 through 10.
Do it.
Okay, you want to hear it? Number
Sydney,
one.
Stuff in the bottom. Bottom.
Number 10, New Zealand Breakers.
Okay.
At 9, Illawarra. At 8, Southeast Melbourne. 7, Cairns.
You're firing Smitch. You're saying, Smitch, you're out of a job. That's what you just said.
7 is Cairns.
Okay.
6, Melbourne United. In 5th, Tassie Jack Jumpers.
Oh.
4th, Woody's team, the Kings.
Oh, this is ludicrous.
In 3rd, my team, the Perth Wildcats.
Oh, nah. You've bought the hype, man. You've bought the Baines hype.
2nd,
bought into it.
Brizzy Bullets, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm starting to regret this decision, though. I'm thinking they might actually be more like 4th. So maybe let's just shuffle everybody up. And then Adelaide, number 1.
Oh, get out of here.
That's crazy. That is crazy. I just don't see any world in which Perth and Sydney aren't top 3.
Yeah, I agree.
And I see Melbourne in the 4. You guys obviously don't. And then I forget who else I had in the top 4. But, Adelaide. Adelaide or Southeast Melbourne to me are the boil teams of, are they going to be 4th and 5th?
And we've got that weird play-in thing this year. So I don't know how that'll really shake out. But
yeah, it just means health is just that little less important. Still important, but that little less important where it's like you want to be healthy towards
it. I said, JC, let's not go into your top 10, but who's your bottom 4? All right.
Bottom four. Yeah, sure. New Zealand.
Agreed.
Illawarra.
Agreed.
Brisbane. And then I am you know how out I am on Brisbane. And then geez, man, I'm gonna go Illawarra, New Zealand, Brisbane. And then if Adelaide don't play D, it really could be them, but they will. No, I'm gonna go that means they're not top 6. Maybe either Tasmania or I'll go Tasmania.
Cairns.
I've said Cairns though. New Zealand, Cairns, and Illawarra.
Yeah.
And then my 4th one that I think is still going to be hit there over, but I'll say No, Southeast Melbourne. I think they've got too many injuries and that'll happen. Yeah, I've said it. What are you doing, Woody?
Bottom four?
Yep.
I'm going to go Tasmania, New Zealand, Illawarra, Melbourne.
Melbourne United. Yeah, I knew you were going to go Melbourne United. I think that's crazy. It's Melbourne United, Larry. Anyway. Who you got winning it? Let's just do that each. Woody?
Sydney.
Adelaide.
Wow, you think they're going to go from a cellar dweller to the top. I just love your optimism. I am leaning towards, you're going to call me crazy, but either Melbourne or Perth. Yeah. Oh, Perth.
That's super crazy. Melbourne is crazy, man. Perth.
Right. I like their imports. I like their imports. Quarter jersey in the mail, bro. All
right. Here's the thing. According to tab.com.au, Kings, Bullets, 36ers, and Wildcats are the favorites in that order. I think you should. Yeah, I think it's Kings and Wildcats up the top.
Yeah, and, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's Melbourne, guys. Come on, don't bet against Melbourne United. They own the league. Their owner owns the league. All right. Here's some interesting bets for you. I'll tell you these three bets, and you tell me which one you'd take, because I think these are really interesting. Of these, which one would you bet? If I gave you $100 each, which one would you put it on? Okay. Number one, Perth, $7 to win the title. I thought that was quite wide for Perth Wildcats. Melbourne, $11 to win the premiership, the minor premiership. So Melbourne to finish, not win the thing, but just finish on top of the regular season.
Is that the same for Perth, or is that?
No, sorry, just Melbourne, $11. Okay, this one, or you could bet $10 on the Brisbane Bullets at $101 to win the wooden spoon. Which of those three bets, if you had $100 and wanted to turn it into more, would you bet on? I'm going Woodman. What are you going with?
Say again.
Bullets, $101 to win the wooden spoon. Perth, $7 to win the title. Or Melbourne, $11 to win the minor.
Perth, $7 to win the title.
Okay. That doesn't need explanation. That's you don't like, yeah. You don't like Melbourne and Brisbane that you don't think are that bad. Andrew?
I'm going to take Brizzy because something happens, injury or yeah, NBA so. Hits Baines and they fall off the perch. And
he goes down, so he misses more time than they expected. And they won 10 games last year. And,
yeah,
you know, it could get bad. It could get real bad real fast. So I would definitely, I have bet that. you put a tenner on it, you can win a grand. Come on. That's good fun. All right, lads. Well, that was now. It.
No, it's not. Yeah. I'm going to ask you, Phil. I am now going to be Jackson for the moment, and I'm going to pose
Jackson McDonald question to from you. Sporting Round.
J-Mac, what a shout out to you, J-Mac, man.
Now, he did send this question. He sent this question about 3 months ago, so I don't know. You know, let's take it with a grain of salt.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But he said, as we stand, Perth, Cairns, Tassie, and New Zealand will all be starting small ball centres, sort of 6'8", 6'9"-ish. Do you think they will struggle against the bigger bodies of Baines, Humphreys / Porty, sorry about that.
Aquera.
Etc. Or will the mismatch be in their favour?
I'll answer quickly. You know I'm out on big centres in the NBL. The refs don't know how to officiate them. They're not effective for my thing, and they get killed in pick and roll for the most part. I am going, and even Joe Chi's forced to fucking scramble. Like Simon Mitchell's forcing Joe Chi to scramble on screen stuff. Nah. Small centers, love them, love the flexibility. So I say not at all, especially now at Huck Party School. Woody?
Yeah, Woody. I agree with JC, man. You look back at the previous few championships, you got a small ball center who can stretch the floor, right?
Simple.
So I'm with JC on that.
Yeah, no, I'm just not out in the seven footers. Lads, I think that's our time.
No, it isn't.
Oh,
no, I've got one more. This is just a promo, really, guys. Do you remember last year the NBL Pocket Podcast ran a tipping competition via the marvelous platform that is ESPN Footy Tips? Yeah, we're back, baby. ESPN Footy Tips is back with some NBL. It looks like they've given the website a lick of paint.
Ooh.
Yeah, it doesn't look. I think it's still the same underlying platform, so don't expect too much. But it looks a bit. Looks like it maybe sort of basketball exists in a world. So that's a good thing. So the link is kind of like, it's footytips.com.au. You need to look for NBL Pocket Podcast competition. The password is NBL Pocket. There'll be a link in the show notes. Probably easiest just to click that. Anybody who listens to this podcast is welcome to join. I know, Joe, I definitely beat you last year. I think yeah. I came in like third and I was just off second, I think.
I got pretty lazy towards entering my tips towards the end.
It's a bit like fantasy, right? You kind of lose interest halfway through. But but don't lose interest. Join the contest. And marvelous prizes of, well, bragging rights.
Bragging rights, perfect. Woody, you're at Throwback Hoops. Everyone should listen to this thing. Robbie, we love you. You're coming on next time for sure. And the Sporting Blokes, what's happening at Throwback Hoops? Why should people listen?
No, man, I think things are good, man. We're chilling, man. We got Angus Brandt coming on in the next couple of weeks.
All right.
Some cool.
Yeah. We want to have one of you guys on. We're going to do our predictions for the year, like, nice. You know, award predictions. Hopefully you don't predict Rob Lowe or whoever else it is.
Listen, man, Woody is coming for me.
Man, he's got a list.
He slit my throat.
Yeah.
So the next week we want to have both you boys.
I like Rob Lowe. You can say what you want. He had a good end of the year.
He shot a great air ball that Ray Borner didn't like it.
I like the actor Rob Lowe too. Is that his name?
Yeah, Rob Lowe. Yeah. There's a guy who had the sex tape. Or maybe that's the Rob Lowe and the break. Yeah. I don't know.
Now we'd love to have everyone come and support Throwback Hoops,
wide screen. He's so tall. Yeah.
Jump on, whatever. We're great friends of the NBL Pocket podcast. And,
totally.
Yeah.
Listen to Throwback Hoops, guys. You like it.
It's all love. But yeah.
Very good stuff.
And you guys are a bit more modern than us. You go on YouTube and everything, don't you? We just stick to podcast.
So, guys, we want to do our predictions next week, right? We want to do like all our awards predictions, NBL first team predictions. And we just had Joe on last week. Maybe we have both of you guys on next week to come and guest on our show. How do you like that?
I love it because I want to see a round. I want to see these imports.
Yeah.
My rule normally is 7 games. You can tell an import's good or not after 7 games, but I can do it after round one. Let's do that.
So next week, we're going to have the NBL Pocket Podcast Brothers on our show.
Crossover. Let's do that.
Yeah.
AC, Jason, Woody. Lads, this was great. Woody was a late inclusion on his birthday and it made it all.
Happy birthday, man. I hope you get a giant wood cake and you just chop that cake up and have a slice.
And inside it is an Aquara jersey. That's what I'm on. Everyone, Twitter, Throwback Hoops, Andrew Canyon, myself, and your podcast guys. Pleasure. Let's do it next time. That was fucking fantastic. That's the best. That's the best.